and gentlemen, and welcome to the marketplace of America. Let's trade your salvation, where hundreds of people have come dressed in ridiculous costumes, hoping for the chance to trade their salvation for unknown riches. And now, here's that old wheeler dealer himself, seeking whom he may devour, Monty Lucifer!
Hey! Thank you, Jenny. Get thee behind me. Hi, everybody. Hey, hi, everybody. Welcome to Let's Trade Your Salvation. Well, you all know how the game's played. So right off, I'm going to need a contestant. And you, sir, you want to come right out here? Let's hear it for him. Come on. Just right out here. All right. What is your name, sir?
Buck. Buck Weezer.
Buck Weezer, you want to take off the mask, Buck?
Oh, forgot I had it on. Little girl made this in Bluebirds.
Yeah, I can tell. Okay, where are you from, Buck?
Chula Vista, California.
Chula Vista, California. You're not nervous being on television for the first time, are you?
No, I just didn't think I'd get chosen, you know.
Yeah, I can.
Hi, Ralph. He dressed up like a turnip and they wouldn't take him.
Okay. Great. Okay, Buck, to start a little game going, what do you got there in the bag?
Oh, the bag. It's my salvation. My salvation bag.
Right, his bag of salvation. And to start our little game going, I'm going to offer him $100 for that little bag. What do you say, Buck?
No way.
Whoa. Okay, Buck. I'm going to up it $200 more. I'm going to go to $300 cash for that little bag of salvation. What do you say now?
Is that your final offer?
So tricky.
The bag. I'm going to keep the bag.
He's got to trade away the money and keep the bag. Okay, Buck. I'm going to go up to my final offer. $200 more. I'm going up to $500 cash for that little bag of salvation. What do you say now?
I'm sticking with the bag.
He's going to keep the bag and trade away all the money. Okay, Buck, you passed up a great deal there, but don't worry. There's bigger deals yet to come. Okay, Jay's coming out here with a tray. And, Buck, how would you like to know what's on that tray?
Oh, I sure would.
I'll bet you would, but I'm not going to tell you. But I will tell you that what's on that tray can be yours for that little bag of salvation. What do you say?
Do I get any clues?
No, it's totally up to you.
5 seconds?
2 seconds?
The bag!
He's going to keep the bag and trade away the tray. Well, Buck, how would you like to see what's on that tray?
I'm not sure.
Go ahead and show him. A crock pot! And here's Jay to tell you about it.
Right, Monty, that's not just any crock pot. That's a Spiegel crock pot. The cooker that really cooks. Cooks chicken to a tender, tasty morsel in only 4 hours. Yes, Spiegel crock pot. When you say Spiegel, you mean quality. When you say crock pot, you mean crock pot. Monty.
Thank you, Jay. Well, Buck, you passed up a great deal there.
Boy, my wife is going to kill me. We just had crock the other night. You know?
Well, don't worry. Don't worry, because once again, there's bigger deals yet to come. Okay, I want you to look back there to the curtain that Carol Barrel's pointing to.
Is she the one in blue?
Yes, sirree, Buck. And what's behind that curtain can be yours for that little bag. What do you say?
It's not another crock pot, is it?
No, it's not another crock pot, but I'll tell you what. How would you like to see part of what's behind that curtain?
Could I?
Pull the curtain, Jay!
Wow!
A color television! And here's Jay to tell you about it.
Right, Monty, that's a Spiegel 24-inch digit-controlled color television, stylishly decorated in hand-carved wood. And the picture, whoa, Nelly, clear as if you were there yourself. Yes, Spiegel 24-inch digit-controlled color television. When you say Spiegel, you mean quality. When you say television, you mean TV. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. And that's not all, Buck. You said you were married?
Yes, my wife's sitting back there on the trading floor.
Okay, then she'll love you forever when you give her what Carol Barrel's wearing, a beautiful mink coat.
Golly!
Right, Monty, a Spiegel mink coat. That coat's so real, you'll have to hang it in the cage. Be the envy of everyone. Get a Spiegel mink coat from Spiegel, Chicago 666, Illinois. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. You know, Buck, that TV you can watch forever, and your wife's going to love that mink coat, all for that little bag. What do you say?
Well, it's tempting.
I know it is, and I'll tell you what, Buck. Besides those, I'm going to include the $500 cash, the crock pot, and Carol Barrel.
The one in blue!
Yes, sirree, Buck. It can all be yours for that little bag of salvation. What do you say now, Buck? The gift, the gift.
All right. I'm going to take the bag.
He's going to keep the bag and trade away all these gifts.
Okay, Buck. Open it up.
See what's inside.
Now?
Yeah, you trade for it.
Oh, boy. I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Holly Bibble?
Yeah, that's the instruction book.
Instructions for what? There's nothing else in this bag.
That's right. Just God's promise of salvation. You know, even that's no good unless you believe it. I'll tell you what, Buck. How would you like to win something today that you can put your hands on? Yeah, you can put it right in your Winnebago. Yes, Buck, the big deal of the day. And here's Jay to tell you about it.
Right, Monty, we start off with water skis, Spiegel asbestos water skis, and a new 16-foot Spiegel water cruiser. When you say Spiegel, you mean quality. When you say water cruiser, you mean boat. And you'll need that boat, Buck, when you arrive at your eternal vacation at the Lake of Fire. Yeah, Buck, you'll look like a million skimming across the coals amid the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. Oh, boy, that's a great vacation. It can all be yours, that little bag. What do you say, Buck? Buck, what do you say?
Looking at this book, look what it says. It says, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul?
No, we're not talking about your soul. No, we're just talking about your salvation. Come on, Buck, the price is right.
Well, it says here the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
No. Yes. These are gifts, Buck. Those are just lies.
Well, it says he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That means he'll go to hell.
No, it doesn't, Buck. No, Buck, it doesn't mean anything like that. You know, they just wrote those things to confuse you. You know, they wrote those things to make you feel guilty.
It says here, these things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. I'm not making this stuff up. It's right here in black and white.
Okay, Buck, look, you seem to have your heart set on it, but I'll tell you what, why don't you look into that tomorrow? You know, put it off. These gifts are right here waiting for you tonight.
Look, he says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Okay. Okay, Buck, you old wheeler dealer, you. I'll tell you what, we'll show we're good sports here. Go ahead, keep the bag, but anytime you want to come back and trade away, we'll have all these gifts waiting for you.
Anytime?
Sure, just come on down.
Hey, you know, it's kind of a coincidence you should say that.
Uh-huh.
My wife, she had me in church the other day, and they were saying Jesus Christ was coming back soon. Your show was going to be canceled.
Oh, rapture, I mean rumor. Jay, the curtain.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes, can I help you?
I saw your sign out front, and my wife's birthday is coming up in a few weeks, and I thought maybe she'd like something, religious.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir. You see, we don't sell religious items here. We sell religions.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do you do that?
Well, we have... Excuse me, one moment. Yes, sir? I'm here to see about starting my own religion.
Fine. Was there anything specific you had in mind?
No, not really. Just don't want no hell, that's all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting so a guy like me came and fall asleep in church without hearing a lake of fire this and fire and damnation that, you know. I want a church a guy like me can be comfortable in.
Yes, I see. Well, I'm certain we can do away with hell. Was there anything else you wanted?
No, not really. Anything I should want?
Well, let's see. How about heaven? Did you have any stipulations about entrance?
Any what?
Stipulations, rules. How do you decide who gets into heaven? Do you want everyone to go or what?
Let's see. No. There's definitely some people I don't want in heaven. Well, how do you keep them out?
Well, you make a rule that keeps them out. Personally, I prefer a rule that says one must earn his salvation by working for the church. You know, painting the sanctuary, gardening, going door to door with church literature. This also provides you with free labor.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Go ahead and write it in.
All right, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. I ain't got no church to paint or garden to weed. What do I do?
Why don't you send your followers door to door with these?
Watchtower, huh? Not much of a name, is it?
Well, I admit so. They're not much to look at, but If you send your followers door-to-door asking money for them, it won't take long for your church to develop quite a reputation.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, now, what do we do with those people who do not make it into heaven?
We send Oh, wait a minute. We did away with that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, I don't know. What do you do with them?
Might I suggest annihilation?
Annihilate?
Annihilation. It's quick, simple, painless. It's really the best way.
Well, whatever you say.
All right, now, what do you plan to call your church?
Oh, was hoping to call it Bill and Fran's Church of Fun. Fran's my wife's name.
Yes. Well, sir, if I might be so blunt, do you really need a flashier name than that? Mm-hmm. I mean, Bill and Fran's Church of Fun would be fine if you were opening a restaurant, but it's hardly a religious title, don't you agree?
Yeah, I guess you're right. What do you suggest?
Well, how about the New Christ Church or the Jesus Workers?
No, I want to keep Jesus and Christ out of this as much as I can.
Yes, excellent idea when one makes up his own religion. How about the Jehovah Witnesses?
The Jehovah Witnesses. Yeah, okay, I like it. Got a lot of clout.
Yes, fine. Now, just sign here and we'll bill you later.
Okay.
Sir, the red pen, please. It is customary.
All right, swell. Boy, this is great. Wait till I tell Fran. She'll die.
Yes, she will. Now, I'm sorry for keeping you waiting. Was there anything I could help you with?
Well, I'll be. You really do sell religions here. Holy moly.
Precisely.
Is business any good?
I should say so, and it gets better all the time. All the time.
It's amazing what people will believe.
Yes, isn't it, though? You know, I've been in this business a long time, and I always get a kick out of these people.
I bet you hear a lot of different ideas, huh?
No, not really. Well, most of them think they're onto something new and different. Well, occasionally you see a new twist, but basically old Solomon was right. There's really nothing new under the sun. Oh, excuse me, just one moment. Yes?
Howdy. You the dude giving out with religions?
Yes, I am.
Good. I want a religion that worships cows and horses.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but that's already been taken.
It's what?
It's been taken. Gentlemen, this morning, the Hindus believe that all animals are sacred, sir.
Well, I'll be a skunk's armpit. I come all this way with my heart set on a religion that worships cows and horses, and you tell me some varmints beat me to it. What am I gonna do? I mean, what are you gonna do?
Well, you could start a reformed Hindu movement.
Come again?
Reformed, it's kind of your own brand of Hinduism. You might like it, you know. They don't believe that sinning is always bad.
I like that.
Yes.
So where do I put my mark?
Oh, we have a place for you right here, sir. We'll bill you later on this.
Kind of thick ink, ain't it?
Yes. Thicker than water, you might say.
You ain't seen the water I drink.
Well, these are your official church documents. Just read them over and fill in the blanks.
Well, I don't know how to read.
Wonderful. Perhaps someone could read them to you, sir.
Well...
Sir, do you like bedtime stories, fairy tales?
Yeah.
Oh, these are quite a bit like that. I'm sure you'll enjoy them.
Okay. Thank you kindly, partner. Look out, Tombstone. Here I come.
That is just amazing.
What is?
I mean, how you just make that stuff up like that?
I beg your pardon. I don't make anything up. Why, I'm like any other salesman. I merely ask the customer what he wants and... Then I give it to him.
Well, I've been around a long time, and I've never seen anything like this. Is this all legal?
But of course it is. My good man, it's everyone's constitutional right to worship anything. Any way that he chooses.
But what about God?
Who?
God.
Oh, yes, him. Well, God is really a relative term. You understand, it means different things to different people.
Amen.
And could you shut the door, please?
Yeah.
Excuse me one moment. Yes, were you looking for something?
Is this the place you come to get your own religion?
Yes, it is. What is it you were interested in?
Who, me? Well, I'm kind of into a space bag, you know. Stars, cosmos, planets, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you want to start a religion based on these things?
Wow, could I? Far out.
Well, I'm sure something can be arranged. Now, did you want something in just space or something broader? Say, science fiction in general.
Oh, yeah, I'm really into science fiction. Might say I'm kind of a sci-fi high man. You know, the other night I had a close encounter of the fourth kind. I thought I was a UFO. I was flying around the room, ricocheting off the walls. You had to be there.
Yes, well, I could see where that might make your evening. Well, we do offer a special mystic package, which includes UFOs, ESP, the stars, numerology, and a lifetime subscription to the National Enquirer.
For that's it. That's what God is all about.
Very good. Now, by the way, do you have a name for your church?
Oh, yeah, man. Dig this. My friend Clem and I thought of this one. How about the Knight in White Satin? Can you dig it? Can you get that feel? The Knight in White Satin?
Yes, talking about a million others. You see, that was the name of a hit 45 some years back.
Oh, bummer, man.
Yes, I can see where that might bring you down.
You're cool.
Might I suggest the Unitarian Church?
That's copacetic. Okay, go for
fine,
it.
Fine, fine. Sign here. We'll bill you later on this.
Far out. Red ink, kind of like my eyes. Hey, man.
Yeah?
I'm kind of into a Unitarian bag. Want to buy some flowers, send a dope fiend to camp?
Well, all I have is this 20 for my
is
wife's birthday.
Is that cool?
Hey, you crook. Hey, come back here. Hey, that guy took my last 20 and he didn't even leave me any flowers. Here, call the cops.
Oh, why? It's part of his religion. Look right here. It's under fundraising. It's all in black and white. Read
look,
it for
look,
yourself.
Look, I don't like this place, and I don't think I like you either. What? Now, if stealing money is part of his religion and you helped him with it, then you should pay me back my $20.
Now, hold on a minute. Just 1 minute. I merely sell religion. You saw for yourself. I fill in the documents, file the forms. Once someone signs on the dotted line, he's on his own. I don't guarantee these things.
No guarantee?
Of course not. So do you think I'd have sold a religion to Mary Baker Eddy if I had to guarantee it? Poor woman was falling apart. No, no, my boy. Besides, everyone in this business knows there's only one guaranteed religion, and that one's free. Well, fortunately, none of my customers know about it.
You must mean Christianity.
Please don't say that here.
Christianity? Well, what's wrong with Christianity?
Sir, control yourself. You're going to ruin a perfectly good sales area. Let me give you a little pointer, strictly off the record. Christianity and the products that I sell, they don't mix. It's like oil and water, black and white, light and darkness. Christianity is much too simple. All you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ, and the only thing to read is the Bible. Now, how could that confuse anyone?
Who wants to confuse anyone?
I do! I do! Young man, haven't you been watching? Haven't you been paying attention? For thousands of years, I've been trying to clutter men's minds with false doctrines, earning their salvation, worshipping idols, anything to keep them buried in confusion, to keep them from seeing the light.
The light?
Oh, sir, it's perfectly obvious you're ignorant in these matters. I haven't time to stand here and dilly-dally with you. We're going out of business soon. Here's my card. If you should ever need anything in the spiritual realm, don't hesitate to look me up. In fact, next week we're having a sale.
What kind of sale?
It's, a fire sale.
I think I'll call that rapture line, see if the Christians are still around.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just want to make sure all the Christians were still around.
Yes, we are. Were you interested in accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Well, I got to get to a party. I'll think about it later.
Can I help you?
Oh, I'm looking for a 777 Pearly Gates.
This is 777 Pearly Gates.
Oh, great. Is there a door or a driver or something I can get in?
Wait, what's your name?
Suppose you want to check, see if I got a reservation, huh?
Something like that.
Oh, no problem. The name's Grover. Claude Grover.
Let's see. Gibson, Grant, Green, Gunderson. I'm sorry. No Grover.
What do you mean, no Grover? There must be some kind of mistake.
No mistake. Your name's not in the book.
After all the things I done for you?
I know what you've done.
Oh, yeah, I know you're supposed to know, but what about the time I donated $20 to that telethon, huh? See, I saved the receipt. Tax deductible, you know. And what about when I was cheap with my kid's Trailblazers Club and they wanted the little colored boy to join, huh? Yeah, I didn't complain. I even gave him his own little tent on campus.
I'm sorry, Claude. That doesn't make it.
Oh, I get it. You probably want something religious, huh? Okay, let's be honest for a minute here.
I admit, I missed my share of Sundays. But so what? I mean, everybody misses them. Hey, you gotta admit, I went every Easter and a couple of Christmases too. And remember that time a few years back when my wife was nagging me? I went two Sundays in a row! Two in a row! Even Mr. Rams game.
Heard it, though. Had a little earplug in my transistor. You know, I didn't think anyone could hear those things, but after the sermon, the preacher wanted to know who won the game. He was quite a fan.
Well, Claude, there still isn't a place for you.
Well, what you want me to do anyways, huh? Hey, you want me going door to door with Bibles? Or you want me to put an I found it bumper sticker on the Pinto?
You didn't have to do anything. I did all the work for you. If only you would have accepted it.
Just a minute. Come on, now. You act like I'm some kind of a bad guy or something. Look, like I never killed anybody. I didn't rob no banks. So listen, Phil, I can see you keeping those guys out. But this is me. Claude Grover, you know, life with a party. Lampshades Grover, good old law-abiding American citizen. Now, I never did nothing, really wrong.
Claude, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Oh, yeah? Well, if all of us have sinned, then none of us have a chance. That's not fair. You're supposed to be fair. How do you fix that?
I died for you, so that by my grace you could redeem yourself.
What do you mean you died for? Who are you anyway?
You don't even know me. I'm Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. Who are you really? Where's St. Peter anyway?
I've told you. Now go.
Now, hang on. Look, is there a back door or something? I can wash dishes. I love to wash dishes.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Maybe there's somebody else I can talk to, or the manager, or the owner. Let me speak to the owner.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Well, hardy, hardy, hardy. How many times I heard a line like that before?
It doesn't matter how many times you heard it. It only matters if you believe it.
Well, that's just great. Well, where do I go now? I got all this time off from work. I got my camera, a film, and flashbulbs. You know how I always forget the flashbulbs.
Mr. Grover.
Yes?
We have a place for you. Over here.
Well, all right. That's what I call service. Boy, she'll recognize anyway. Geez, this beaver's getting hot in here.
Sports fans, Robbie Robenowitz here with the last World Series report. An exciting preview of this season's biggest showdown between the Heavenly Saints and the Demons of Darkness. Down here on the field with us today is that zealous shortstop for the Saints, the Apostle Peter. Pete, you and the Saints seem to be having quite a surge here in the final days of the season. What do you attribute it to?
Well, Robbie, you know, we like to give a lot of the credit to our team trainer, the Holy Spirit. You know, He's given this team the strength and the courage to really come through in the clutch, you know? The demons, they're highly dependent on all kinds of drugs to keep their guys going. Oh, we feel this is very dangerous and wrong. In fact, that's how they've lost many of their key players here in the final days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, Pete. But tell us a little bit about some of the individual testimonies. Well, Paul of Tarsus, for example. How's he working out?
Oh, just great, Robbie. Just, you know, we got Paul in the trade with the demons for Judas Iscariot, and we're just real thrilled with the way things worked out. We'd originally intended Judas to play second base, as you probably know, but mm-hmm. he was always wandering around right field, doing his own thing, you know? Never really a team player. Well, as it turned out, he didn't play long for the Demons either. But Paul, on the other hand, has had a real turnaround year here with the Saints. Like I was saying, he started out the season with the Demons and was quite a slugger, as many of our players can tell you.
Yeah.
But since coming to the Saints, he's shown himself not only to be a man who can swing a bat, but somebody who can field even the toughest questions in life and turn them into real victories.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pete, how about the coaching staff? How are they holding up this late in the season?
Just great, Robbie. As you know, the Demons rely on fear, intimidation, really, to motivate their players. course, we believe in kind of a positive reinforcement thing. Coach Isaiah, Coach Daniel, Coach Zachariah. All the coaching staff are prophesying a mighty victory. In fact, Daniel was saying in the clubhouse yesterday that the victory was already ours. All we had to do was claim it and go out and play the game.
Yeah, and Daniel ought to know. I still remember that great game he played some years back against the Lions. Shut him out, as I recall.
Yeah, that's quite right.
But Pete, I'd like to ask you about Jesus Christ, undoubtedly the most talented, powerful player in the league. Now, the Demons claim they put him out for the season, but you guys claim he's coming back. What's the scoop?
Well, Robbie, Jesus promised he'd come back in the final days, and we're all expecting him any day now. As you know, we give him all the credit for this team, both as individuals and a group. He's changed our lives. You know, he took us literally from a group of sandlot fishermen and changed us into a bunch of precision miracle workers. Now, obviously, we're anxious about his return.
Then he is coming back.
Well, Robbie, well, he promised, didn't he? That's one thing Jesus is famous for. He always keeps his promises.
Well, okay, Pete. Let's see, our time's just about up, and I'd like to thank you for being with us today, and we'll have a Spiegel gift certificate for you a little later. And, best of luck to you and your team in the rest of the season.
Well, thank you very much, Robbie. But on our team, luck has nothing to do with it. Hey, I got batting practice. Praise the Lord. See you later. Bye.
Okay, thanks again, Pete. Now back to you in the booth, Joe.
I think I'll give those Christians another call down at Rapture Line. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you Christians were still there.
We sure are. Were you interested in accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I'll have to think about it some more. I've got to get down to the beach and catch some rays. See you later.
Having trouble planning that next vacation? Famous world sights getting humdrum? Are you tired of hotels, coffee shops, and cranky stewardesses? Then why not take the eternal vacation? That's right, Rapture Airlines. You don't even have to go to the airport. No, Rapture Airlines is taking off right from where you stand. And your flight? Oh boy. Plenty of leg space, music by the Archangel, and complimentary glasses of living water. And that's just the start. When you arrive at your destination, no waiting in a crummy hotel lobby, the owner himself will be there to greet you with the keys to your own private mansion. It's so beautiful, you'll think you're in heaven. Well, you are. So don't put it off. Get your name written into the book today. We could take off at any time. Don't get caught up in the world. Get caught up in Rapture Airlines. Truly the only way to fly.
I have a confession to make. I'm a junkie. A Bible junkie. It all started, I was sitting in the park, I saw a little black book underneath the bench, and I picked it up and thumbed through it. It was a pocket-sized New Testament. I thumbed through it some more, and then I did it. I read a verse. Don't ask me why, because Lord knows I didn't want to. But I read a verse. It was in Matthew, and within a couple of days, I was through Mark and Luke and heading towards John. That was just the start, though. I went on to bigger things. I read a full King James with concordance. I went out and I got about 8 different Bibles and I stashed them everywhere. My drawers, my car, the water cooler at work. I couldn't get through the day without the Word. That's attic slang for the Bible. Well, I was doing okay, and then one weekend I did it. I went up to the mountains and I forgot my Bible. It's hard to talk about now. I got the shakes and I broke out in a cold sweat. I might not have made it if I hadn't found a Boy Scout who read me John 3:16 for 4 hours straight. Well, pretty soon my so-called friends found out about it. I mean, I was reading a lot, but I wasn't blind. All of a sudden, I didn't get invited to those kind of parties anymore. College newspaper voted me most likely to become a nun. Didn't bother me, though. Really didn't bother me until a couple of months ago, this girl I liked. Her dad said that he didn't want his daughter going out with my kind of guy. Yeah, my kind of guy. I mean, like I had a disease or something. I don't know how he found out. He must have seen my tracks. Didn't stop me, though. Just got me deeper into it. I started pushing. I started getting other people hooked. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. I'm a real sicko. A real scum. Well, hey, I've been to doctors, and they couldn't help. They put me on dosages of awake. It put me to sleep. I didn't know where to turn. My friends couldn't help. My girl left me. Then one day I slowed down, and instead of just reading the Bible, I started believing it. And then as if believing wasn't enough, I started living it. All of a sudden, I realized I didn't have a problem anymore. Because it didn't matter what my friends or my girl's dad or the doctors thought of me. All that matters is that Jesus loves me. And that right there is so neat. I'm proud not to be just a Bible junkie, but a Jesus junkie. I'm hooked, but I'm hooked on the real thing. Thank you.
Watch out, world. Something big is coming your way. They're alive. They're bold. They're friendly. They're the crazy Christians. Walking down your street, sharing with your neighbors, sharing with your children, and yes, even sharing with you. Last Supper Pictures presents the Crazy Christians. There's nothing else like it. They carry a Bible in their hand and a smile on their face. They touch people's lives wherever they go. Many may laugh in mockery, but soon you will be laughing with joy as you meet up with the Crazy Christians. You'll see scenes like this.
Yeah, I'm the sheriff in this town. Since some crazy Christians came through, my jails is empty. Well, I haven't had a thing to do for weeks now. Of course, Clem, he's a fellow who owns a liquor store. He's going to teach me how to crochet later this afternoon, but since those crazy Christians come through here, things just ain't the same.
Yes, where crazy Christians go, joy and love follow. Watch out. They're everywhere spreading the good news.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great. Did you know that Jesus died on the cross for you?
You're kidding.
Nope.
For me? Fuck, Weezer?
Yeah, soon even you will be saying things like, praise the Lord, in Jesus' name, and it's all gonna burn. No more will you be filled with fear, frustration, and depression when your life is touched by those crazy Christians. The world is ready. Christ is returning. See it and believe it. Crazy Christians is appearing everywhere.
Rated B. Only those believing will be admitted.
One more time for Rapture Hotline.
This is the city, Jerusalem. It's righteous. A lot of people live here, most of them good. But when they fall from grace, that's where I come in. My name's Friday. Good Friday. I carry a badge.
The story you are about to hear is true. None of the names have been changed because only one was innocent.
Thursday, April 6th, 11:07 a.m. My partner Frank and I had just completed the Barabbas case. Book him on a 314. A call came in on a 432 City Ordinance 14, walking on water. We sent Malloy and Reed out to investigate. They came back empty-handed. The suspect had outrun the patrol boat. Members of the Jewish persuasion subpoenaed a man from Nazareth named Jesus Christ. The charge? Blasphemy. Frank saddled the donkey. I got the light. We headed out the door. 12:42. We arrived at the home of a follower of the mentioned suspect and approached with caution.
Gee, Goody, mind if I knock this time?
Sure, Frank. Live it up.
So hello, officers. What can you do for me?
Your name, Thomas?
Yeah, did I do something wrong?
We just want the facts. You know a man named Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I know him. What's this all about?
What's this all about? Says he's the son of God.
What do you say?
Well, he's a great guy. You should see the miracles.
We just need the facts, sir. Just the facts.
Well, son of God.
Yes, sir.
I doubt it.
Reports say he's at a garden in Gethsemane. What do you say?
Gethsemane. I know the place. I doubt it.
Kind of makes him a doubting Thomas, doesn't it?
So, you write your own material?
They say this Jesus is the king of the Jews.
What do you say?
Well, that I doubt.
Calls himself the light of the world.
What do you think?
I doubt it.
They claim he's mankind's salvation.
How about you?
Well...
I doubt it. Right. You going to be available for any further questioning?
I doubt it.
:18. Frank and I stopped at a fish stand for lunch. 8. Got back on the donkey and headed out to the house of yet another Jesus follower.
Gee, Goody. Here's great fish. Only $1.50 a bucket. What a deal.
Must have been a good catch. You got some coleslaw on your nose, Frank.
Yeah. Could you turn down your stereo?
My what?
Your stereo.
Oh, okay.
Honey, could you turn down the stereo? It's the thing next to the dishwasher.
Yeah?
Your name's Simon, also called Peter?
Yeah.
Which is it?
It's both.
Listen, Simon, Peter. What do your friends call you?
The Rock.
How are you listed in the phone book?
I don't have a phone.
What's it say on your driver's license?
I haven't got a donkey either.
What's it say on your fishing license?
Retired.
You know a guy named Jesus?
Jesus? No, never heard of him.
Look, we've got over a dozen witnesses here having seen you with him on a number of occasions. Now, what do you mean you don't know him?
Well, maybe it was just somebody that looked like me, because I don't know him.
Yeah, Rocky, you got a toothpick?
Look, I don't know him.
When we arrived back at headquarters, a farmer was waiting with a 402 complaint. Willful destruction of private property. Frank went to call his wife. I went to question the farmer.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey. You the farmer?
Sure am. You the officer? Love whistles. Think you get me one of those?
Yeah, I'll get you a whole box if it keep you from singing. What's your problem?
With this Jesus fella.
Jesus again. What happened?
He killed one of my fig trees.
What'd he do, tear it up?
Nope, never even went near it. He just cursed
it. He what?
He cursed it.
Look, just give me the facts. Huh?
Well, I got these five fig trees down by the fence, you know?
Yes, sir.
And this here Jesus fella comes sashing along, figuring he's going to mooch one of my figs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, and he saw there none to be had, he cursed it.
I see. Well, we'll get right on it. We'll let you know if anything comes up.
Hey, listen here, Bullethead. Now I'm a taxpayer and 20% of my crop's gone. Now what am I going to do? I got a wife, I got a kid, I just bought a dishwasher.
All right, all right. Did you see what he was driving?
A donkey.
What color?
Light brown, Galilee plates.
Did you get the number?
Nope.
Why not?
Tail light was out.
4:45. Frank and I headed back to the fish stand. The donkey made a wrong turn and proceeded down an alley behind the temple. We ran into still another Jesus follower.
Gee, I don't know, Goody. Maybe we're lost. Boy, it sure stinks back here.
Maybe we should have sent Sergeant Laverne. His beat, anyway.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that someone up there?
Yeah, pull the donkey up here, Frank.
Oh, well.
Hey, buddy. You know the way back to Goldstein's fish den?
Yeah.
Want to tell us?
Okay. Go to the end of the alley. Hang a right. Go down 2 blocks. Can't miss it. Big fish going around in the sky.
Thanks. By the way, what are you doing back here?
Me? I got a meeting with the Pharisees a little later on.
Pharisees, huh? So who are you?
Name's Iscariot. Judas Iscariot.
You one of the 12?
What's it to you, gum sandal?
We're looking for Jesus. Now, do you know where he is?
Maybe yes, and maybe no. What's in it for me?
I got some more fish back in the donkey.
No, I just ate, spare change.
Let's see, that's my bowling money.
Get some change here from the coffee machine.
Here's 20 silver pieces.
I get another 10, that's 30. 30 pieces of silver, do you?
That'll do. Okay, you gotta promise me one thing.
What's that?
Don't tell Jesus that I ratted on him, okay?
10-4. No one will ever know it was you. How do you want to set this thing up?
Well, let's see. Going to be the Passover. We're going to eat about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You pick him up in the garden about 10:30.
10:30. Fine. How are we supposed to know this Mr. Jesus fellow?
I'll point him out to you.
That's not good enough.
Why not?
We need something more definite. What if we get the wrong guy?
Okay, I'll go up to him and I'll shake his hand.
That's still not definite enough.
Why?
What if someone shakes your hand first?
Well, what do you want me to do? Kiss him?
Sounds good. Okay, we'll see you tonight, Where are we supposed to meet you?
Don't worry. I'll be hanging around.
That night, Frank and I busted the Son of God ring and arrested Jesus Christ. 6 a.m. the following morning, we turned him over to Pontius Pilate.
Alwood! Alwood! Excuse me. Have you seen Alwyn anywhere?
Who?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I don't know, Goody. I've been a cop a long time. This time, I really think we did the wrong thing. I mean, this Jesus guy didn't look like a criminal to me.
Even Pilate and Herod couldn't find anything wrong with him. Wonder what the Pharisees have against him.
He was so nice and gentle. You know, I even think he smiled at me.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes in this business, Frank. We don't make the laws. We just enforce them. I'm kind of tired. I think I'll take the rest of the day off. I'll see you Monday.
Aren't you working Sunday?
No, Frank. Sunday's Easter.
Friday, April 7th, in Department 6 of the Jewish Supreme Court, Jesus Christ was tried and convicted of blasphemy. Later that same day, he was crucified for the sins of the world. In a moment, the results of that crucifixion.
The result of the crucifixion is that when each one of us were dead in our sins, Jesus Christ, who was perfect in every way, was made to be sin for us. He was nailed to the cross and his blood was shed. But then 3 days later, he rose again, so that we, by receiving him as our Lord and Savior, have eternal life and a day-to-day relationship with God. We'd like to thank you, and we pray that through our words, the Lord has revealed his truths to your heart, that you too would receive this gift of life through Jesus Christ. God bless you.
See you there or in the air.